For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Today, the Michigan State Board of Education is set to approve a new set of standards for preparing young teachers to work in the elementary grades. I spoke with Dr. Nell Duke, a professor of education at the University of Michigan. She was on the team that helped develop the standards. Duke says the previous standards were outdated and not rigorous enough to meet today's academic demands.
Michigan is not where we want it to be in terms of literacy achievement, and so we're looking for all different ways to try to address that issue. And one of the ways we can address it is by trying to have our teachers as well prepared as possible to teach reading and other literacy skills. A second reason is we have adjusted our grade certification bands in Michigan. Our previous band was kindergarten through 8 self-contained. That's a pretty wide range. You could probably think about how different it is to teach a kindergartner in literacy than it is to teach a self-contained classroom of eighth graders in literacy. So the state revised the grade bands so that there's a band that's specifically pre-kindergarten to grade 3, as well as a band that's grade 3 to 6.
So this really reflects cognitive differences between pre-K through third grade years and fourth grade through sixth.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that when most people hear the term literacy, what probably comes to mind immediately is simply the ability to read. But looking at this definition that's in these standards, it says literacy includes reading, writing, speaking, listening, viewing, and visually representing. I'm interested in learning what visual representation means as it relates to literacy.
Sure. So the ability to, for example, put together a PowerPoint presentation that would include written words, certainly, but might also include graphs and diagrams and visuals that will draw the audience's attention, that might include audio clips or short video clips embedded, that would be part of literacy, to be able to put those all together to communicate meaning.
Are we asking kindergarten students or first grade students to be able to have those skills?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I mean, definitely we put this on a developmental continuum, and we aren't expecting kindergartners to, on their own, you know, create a PowerPoint presentation like an adult might give to his or her boss. But we know we need to lay the groundwork for that very early.
We've done a lot of coverage here on this station, Dr. Duke, on the third grade law, which, of course, was passed a couple of years ago, but it really is fully implemented next school year, 2019. And we've discussed the repercussions of being able to be proficient on the M-STEP. I'm wondering if these proposed standards were set in motion before that even happened, before that law was passed, if this is a proactive or a reactive measure to that law.
I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to your question. I'm not sure when this process was first conceptualized. I can tell you that it's pretty customary for states to revise their standards pretty regularly every decade or so. But I will say that these standards make an important contribution to all the efforts that are going on in the state to try to improve the literacy of Michigan students.
If I were the parent of an elementary student, what would I need to be aware of in terms of helping my child become 21st century literate in ways in which, you know, literacy was not expected of me during my era when I was that age?
Families might want to be aware of a concept we call co-viewing, which is the idea that as much as possible, rather than just putting our child in front of the TV or any type of digital, you know, device while we're off doing something else, that as much as possible, we want to be right alongside that child so that we can talk about what we're seeing, we can make meaning together, we can help them understand. I'm a busy working mom, and I totally appreciate that there are times when we can't be right by our child's side, but as much as possible, that's something to strive for.
Dr. Nell Duke is a professor of education at the University of Michigan and is part of the team that is working on the proposed standards for the preparation of teachers in lower and upper elementary, which the Michigan State Board of Education is expected to approve today. Dr. Duke, thank you again for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
In East Lansing, for WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.